Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having Lee Branham back on the show. Lee is the principal of Keeping the People Incorporated, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, and his latest, which is called Re-Engage, his latest book. And Lee's here to talk to us about some very important things. Lee Branham, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim. Merry Christmas, and good to hear from you.
It's good to have you back on the show, Lee, as always. Lee, one of the words that I think is a word that's in some ways is actually an annoying and can also be an offensive word that I wish we didn't have to use, and I certainly beg people never to say to a customer, or even print it where a customer can read it or anything, and that's the word policy. What do you think?
Well, I'm glad you bring that up, because we write about that in our new book. We have a chapter on job enrichment and professional growth as key drivers of employee engagement. And what that means is every employee needs to feel enjoy their job. And
Wait a minute, Lee. I'm going to stop you for a second, because I want to get into that.
Okay.
But I want to talk about policies first.
Okay. Well,
I want to talk about this darn policy, whatever it may
be. Well, that's where I'm going.
And I want to talk about like our return policy, our attendance policy, our, you know, all these things that we build, and we call them policies. Now, you have to have structure, you have to have organization, but it bugs me when somebody tells me, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Blasingame, that's our policy.
Well I'm getting there.
All right,
bear with me. The company that we wrote about in the book is called Rackspace, and they're a company in San Antonio, Texas. The Rackspace hosting, they serve businesses, servers on the internet, so they handle 1% of internet traffic. They are one of the fastest growing companies in the world, and their CEO, his name is Graham Weston. When he set out a few years ago, about 10 years ago, to start this company, he realized they had policies in place that were actually doing what he calls denying service to the customer.
Customer interruption policies.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, they called them gotchas. In other words, there were little ways of inconveniencing the customer that made it more profitable to the firm in the short term.
Right.
And employees were having to defend these policies, and they were embarrassed by having to defend those policies. So it took away their enjoyment of the work experience, and they became less engaged and less willing to serve customers in a positive mental attitude.
Let's talk about how those policies impacted the relationship with the customers. Were they successful with these policies, or were they hurting?
I thought they were. The business model was like a lot of customer service firms, and where you are on the phone with people and you go through an FAQ process and
frequently asked questions.
Frequently asked questions. Mm-hmm. So you go to a different website to get your questions answered, or you have to respond to an email to get your questions answered. We've all been through that.
Yeah.
And they said, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that, because that's denying service to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned 180 degrees away from what they called a denial of service model to world-class service. So then they invite their customers, you call us at 4 in the morning, and just to test this, you'll get a real-life person who is going to help you with a problem.
So their policies weren't just good organization and maybe even legal requirements. Their policies had been developed to make it easier on the company and to make it a better decision for the customer, irrespective of what it dealt, how it treated the customer.
Right. They were thinking short term, how can we make a few pennies here and a few pennies there and cut short our interactions with customers and refer them to another department.
Like not having a receptionist answer the phone, making them go through a voicemail.
That's right. The impression was that if we do all, you know, if we don't make it hard for the customers, you know, it's going to cost us too much to do business.
Right.
So they just flipped that over on the other side, and they said, your goal as an employee here is to create promoters of our as a business, not detractors.
Hold on to that thought, Lee. We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah.
Folks,
okay.
The book is called The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave by Lee Branham. Policies, folks, have the potential to be poison. Be very careful with them. Handle them carefully. Tony Taylor, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.